Now, you had mentioned about paralinguistic. What is a paralinguistic?
Right. Well, there's more to what we say than the actual words we use, and that's a key thing. Strategy in giving good presentations is understanding that. Paralinguistic is the way we say what is on our mind, and this perhaps receives the least attention of presenters. It is, however, currently said to account for up to 75% of the real meaning of any communication. The nonverbal aspects of speech play a very important part in conveying to the listener what it is that's really on our minds. So paralinguistics can be divided into a number of headings. So for simplicity, I put them into these seven categories. One, the timing and the length of your utterances, the things you say. Your emotional tone or your inflection or your intonation. Some people use intonation very, very strongly. There was a famous prime minister of England who was trying to rally the troops, and he said, "We will never give up. We will never, never give up. We will never, never, never give up." And everybody stood onto their feet and applauded. He rallied the troops through that very effective use of intonation. It's also Paralinguistic is also your national or regional accent. If you look at my accent, for instance, you would say, well, it's somewhere between mid-Atlantic, somewhere between English and Canadian. I am indeed Canadian, by the way. It's the choice of words and your sentence structure. Some very effective presenters say very few words, and they have lots of silences in between their sentences for the effect of the words to sink in, as I'm actually showing you now. And this can have a very effective response. And also your tonic accent or the stressed words that you use. So these are part of your personality, really, in a way. Paralinguistic is really the way you say the words, your emotional tone, and your inflection.
Rick, everybody would love to be a good communicator, give an excellent presentation, which is vital to his or her success at the workplace.
Of
How can you
course.
train yourself?
Well, I think you can volunteer for presentations in the workplace and put your hand up and say, "I'd like to give a presentation." If you're a manager or a supervisor, pardon me, make sure you give a presentation with a clear throat, unlike me. Make sure that you give the presentation internally to your team and, of course, externally. You can go to websites and you simply have to type in presentation techniques, but I can give a couple on air now to everybody out there. One is www.effectivebusinesscommunications.com. That has free training, a downloadable quick learning documents. The second one I'll give for now is www.communicationskills.online.com. This is free help and advice for people who want to improve the communication skills. But better to go to the sites yourself and choose the ones that suit you. But there is another way, Nisham, and that is the Toastmasters Club. Now, this is a worldwide, and I was looking at the membership worldwide in the centers, and they're just about every corner of the globe. And obviously, here in Oman, I understand it's thriving, the Toastmasters. I don't want to give out telephone numbers in case they're not correct in names. The best thing to do is just go to your Yellow Pages or go to the website and look up Toastmasters Oman and say you'd like to come along and learn. And that's as simple as that. But practice, 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 and enjoy.